Now the U.S. president has once again attacked a Federal Reserve monetary policy, blaming the hike in central banks' interest rates for the slump in the markets. Speaking in a Christmas Q&A session, Donald Trump, however, expressed confidence in American companies and urged investors to stay calm over their nose-diving markets. Asian markets have plummeted over fears about the U.S. economy and an ongoing government shutdown in Washington. Last week, Trump called the Fed a greater economic threat to the U.S. than China, and on Monday compared the central bank to a sloppy golfer. The U.S. markets are on track for their worst December since the Great Depression of 1931. And now joining us out of Irvine, California, is Mr. Paul Sheldon Foote, professor at Cal State University there. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you join us. And now, okay, your thoughts, first of all, on the market crashing the way it has in the last few days. And then, Donald Trump, are his attacks justified, or is he getting it right or wrong?
President Trump has only one piece of it. The Federal Reserve argues that it is reasonable for it to increase interest rates because there is no sign of inflation, and that it's time to get back to normal, that they had gone to extreme measures due to the 2008 financial meltdown. However, there are many other factors. If you do increase interest, that increases the cost, especially to small businesses who then have to pass it on to their customers. That's inflation. That's less profitability for corporations. And we have also the problems of endless wars for Israel and Saudi Arabia. We have budget deficits thanks to tax cuts and not using the money to make new investments in capital expenditures. In fact, many American corporations have been playing the game of borrowing money to pay more dividends or to buy back their own stock. That's hardly a sign of confidence. And as you noted, there's also the ongoing trade skirmish with China. So there are a large number of factors involving in the lack of investor confidence, of which the Federal Reserve is only one of them.
Right, but Trump seems to put a lot of stake on the fact that interest rates were hiked for a fourth time this year, and looking into to see if he has the clout to get rid of a Powell there, the head. Is he justified in this narrative that he's seeking?
Even if the Federal Reserve were to stop increasing interest rates, that wouldn't solve the problem. We would still have all the other problems that I've listed. The fact is that central banks around the world have flooded the markets with capital. The markets have been over liquid, the tire has been overinflated, the balloon has been overinflated, and now the Federal Reserve is shrinking its balance sheet. That's less liquidity in the marketplace. So for example, if the Chinese are no longer buying U.S. Treasury bills, who will replace them when the government needs more financing? How many investors are willing to come in at the current rates, or at any rate, to make their investments? So this is just one small piece of the pie.
Thank you for joining us there, Professor. Out of Irvine, California, Professor Paul Sheldon Foote out of Cal State University there.